Today our scripture comes from the book of Ruth, the 3rd chapter and the 4th chapter, and then I will read some later in the 1st chapter. So the 3rd chapter verses 1 through 5 and the 4th chapter verses 13 through 17. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you, so that it may be well with you. Now here is our kinsman Boaz, with whose young women you have been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. And when he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." And she said to her, "All that you tell me, I will do." And then over in the 4th chapter, verses 13 through 17. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when they came together, the Lord made for her to be able to conceive, and she bore a son. And then the women said unto Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without next of kin. And may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you as a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, has bore him." Then Naomi took the child, and she laid him upon her bosom, and he began to nurse. The women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." And they named him Obed. And he became the father of Jesse, and Jesse became the father of David. This is the word of God for us, his children. Thanks be to God.